When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
$50 for right now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I need some Avacyn's gift cards.
I need some Avacyn's gift cards.
My name is Ryan, and I'm the host of the It Just Works podcast. Welcome to 2024.
Hell yeah.
What better way to get this started than the same thing we did last year where Eric is on. I'm going to fucking stab him.
Stab this guy.
How you doing today, man?
I'm going to stab this guy with an Avacyn's gift card. It's worth $50, but I'm going to stab him. I'm going to stab him good.
I'm good, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, I just want to say one thing. It's 2024. Hallelujah. Yeah.
It's the year of Jeff Gordon.
And, shit.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
He's going to come back this year. Actually,
Crash of Daytona.
Hey, man.
He's gonna delete.
He's going to self-delete. it's actually funnier to say that than suicide.
Well, it's funny because I was watching some podcasts and they were like, I don't know if you've seen it. I forget what it's even called. I think it's called the Whatever Podcast. And there's like, it's a whole panel of like 12 or 8 people.
Yeah. And all the OnlyFans.
It's a lot of OnlyFans. Yeah. And then they kept talking about suicide, but he's like, don't say that. You can't say that.
You can't. He'll get kicked off. He'll get demonetized. So everything.
Okay.
And he streams for like 4 or 5 hours. So if he gets demonetized, that entire
a long time.
Yeah, basically that entire time period means nothing because he lost all the monetary value.
Yeah. Okay. But well, that makes sense.
I remember when Brian.
Well, let's stop being children. Content. Who?
His name's Brian, the host of whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been watching his videos for like a decade, but the whole only his live streams are like super whack. They're not.
I know they're only fans.
Well, they're unfortunately just a lot of idiots. Yeah, it's like this girl is like, she's married. I remember this one time I like kind of because sometimes I'll hop in just to see how stupid it is, and I remember this one time I hopped in. This girl's married to her like college sweetheart, but she does OnlyFans and fucks other dudes on the side, and he doesn't even know about it. But she's like on the podcast talking about it.
And
she thought it was like perfectly fine because she still loves him. Like she thinks her actions are justified because she still loves him. Like there's no animosity there. And it's like, what?
You know what, dude? Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But a lot of people, even on like the debating side of the panel too, are stupid. It's pretty funny to hear them talk.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Because it gets like religious too. And it's like, dude, you're going to talk about religion to a girl who like gets dicked down like every day.
I know the one I was watching had Fitness Nala on it, and and then I don't know who the other girls were. There was one girl there that was really kind of throwing it down, and I was impressed by her.
Some of them are,
yeah, and but then there was like one guy who's like this right wing Christian fucking pastor
airhead.
He wasn't an airhead. He was just like, this is the way. He was a Mandalorian, you know.
Which is fine. That it is.
No, yeah, way. But it's like.
But it's like, bro, you think she's.
But he wasn't even. Yeah, but he wasn't even. And that was the one thing about it. Was like they weren't even trying to understand each other. The one girl, the one that impressed me, she was, but all the other ones, like, they really were just kind of fighting back, and then he would fight back, and then it just was like a stupid shit show, and it really didn't answer anybody's questions. There was just the one girl, and I don't remember her name. But whatever. But it's a interesting. I can't believe he does it for like 4 hours.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, I can't even watch this. Depending on how many people stay on the panel, I think they go for like quite a few hours.
Yeah,
because I remember like
three, four, or five hours.
Yeah, I remember like one time I you know, like I said, I stopped in just to see what the hell's going on, and then like I remember going back on YouTube, and it's like they're still alive, and it's like two people kicked out or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways. So that's the Whatever podcast. If you want to feel better about yourself, I recommend watching it because you'll feel a lot better. How was your 2023, man? Is any got any highlights you would like to share?
I went to Japan. That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We did a whole episode on it. We We did an entire episode on it. We talked about every ride he went on. I was literally watching the YouTube videos of the ride. So you got the whole experience. If you want to hear that, I really do recommend it. I love it a lot.
That was probably peak performance for 2023, you know, going to Japan for, I don't remember how long was there, 8-10 days, something like that. That was pretty sick. And then hitting all the concerts. We did a lot of concerts, so that was cool.
Yep.
And... yeah, man. We'll see what happens this year. We got a family cruise plan that you're not going to because you weren't invited. Just kidding. You didn't want to go. But you didn't want to hang out with your family. That's cool. It's even worse. So that should be fun. Got a promotion, so I will be traveling a lot here very shortly, which I'm not. We'll see how it goes.
What was Britain's reaction?
She already knew. She already knew it was coming. Oh,
got it.
Yeah. Like I talked about it, talked with her about it 2 days prior, and then it happened.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. Now I'm the regional director of half of the country.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a title.
I mean, once you get everyone settled in and like you get the teams ready, you know, you
might but I mean, the biggest thing is going to be, I mean, honestly, it's going to be a lot of traveling to like Missouri, probably Oklahoma and Texas. Like that's going to be a huge focus. Whereas out here, I have Ramon who's going to take my position. So congrats to him. He's a killer. And then, he's taking my position. And, you know, he'll just kind of continue doing what we've been doing. I still have the Intuit dome, so I won't be not installing. Like that's got to get done. And I need to make sure that that's done appropriately. And then we are the guy that we now is my guy out of Kansas City. He got contracted for like 67 quick trips, which is like a gas station, but they're doing a hot and cold side coffee beer or tap system. So they're doing 67 starting in a couple weeks. Till like June. And each one is like a couple, like a decent amount of, it was under 10 grand, but very close to 10 grand. So each one of those is like, So we have a lot of work. The downside is those areas I was discussing, you know, I got to basically build two teams from scratch. I do have the guy that's out of Kansas City who's done it longer than me, and he's very good, but he can't do everything. So, that's why I have to be out there.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's exciting. Not super excited to be away from home, from the kids, as much as I think it's going to happen, but hopefully it slows down after a couple months.
Yeah, it might all balance itself out.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll be able to hire somebody out in those areas that is really good, and I don't have to worry about being out there too much.
So like, thankfully, we do live in a world with FaceTime and all that, so at least you can still see them every day through that. And then, obviously, it's not the same, but still, you know, if thankfully, if Britain needs something, we're just down the street too. So, you know, it's always good. But yeah, man, congrats on that promotion. That's awesome. I know you were talking about that for a little bit here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, 2023 is pretty good, man. had a lot of pretty good year. Started off pretty weird in the sense that, you know, my company was, you know, transitioning to a different one, and there was like a little bit of uncertainty there. I believed it. You know, I believed that everything would be okay because that's what they said. And sure enough, to their word, everything was perfectly fine. And hell, most of us benefit from it. I got like a raise at the time, you know, when I was a sales rep, and then I got promoted. I put everything I had on the table for my interview and I became a district manager. So I've been doing that now since May, I think. Yeah, I think like May, right? April, May, June. Yeah. So May, that's been amazing. Our holiday season was incredible. We practically hit every major goal that we needed to all 3 months.
Your one team of them, I wish, sold a bunch of cases and you were super excited as their boss. To...
My team sold a ridiculous amount of cases. They hustled their asses off and I'm super proud of them. So yeah, it's been a great time. I think we've accomplished a lot more than this team has in a long time, which is always the goal, is you always want to try to do your best. And I think a lot of that is just getting out with them too and, you know, pitching myself and making sure that, you know, they know that they have the support they need. And I hope that's something I continue to bring to the table, man. Really excited to see where I go from here in 2024. I already have a sales meeting next week, so we'll see how that goes. And then kind of have a good trajectory on what lies ahead. So, how to go from there. But, yeah, you know, 2023 was great. I went to Napa Valley for an incentive. That was incredible. Got to do some wine tastings, go to an amazing dinner. That was something else. Got on a plane again. Got on a plane for the first time and since you and I went to the Super Bowl. So that was pretty cool. And then I went to Catalina. You know, for a while, the running joke in our group chat was, you've changed or whatever, or you're impressive or whatever.
You're so impressive.
You're so impressive. And then that died down for sure.
You stopped being impressive. So
yeah, no, literally like right after August, I was no longer impressive. I was just the dude, just another dude. But yeah, what a wonderful year. Like I said, it started off a little, odd, probably not the best, but honestly, everything worked out really well. Super happy about it. You know, the company thing, that's pretty crazy, man.
Oh, okay. And it was trying to figure out what,
why do you think I was just talking about my breakup or something?
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about. Just making sure we knew.
Well, that was a Debbie Downer, but I mean, it's all good. You know, things happen for a reason. Know.
Yeah.
Old wound, man.
You're all better now, dude. Look at you now.
Nothing but old wounds. Honestly, I'm pretty excited to see what happens here, man. You never know. Might find the one. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to stay silent as long as possible. Yeah, I swear to God, I know, right? It cracks me up though. Everyone I talk to is like, "Don't get married." It's not even just you guys now. It's not even just our family. It's like literally everyone in the out world, or even if it's like people, some of my friends on Xbox that got kids, are like, "Don't do it, man."
don't do it.
Don't have kids. Don't get married.
Everybody in the outer realms.
Yeah, and then people at work. I mean, it is the funniest shit, man. It's funny, though. It's all good. I appreciate it. You never know what happens. The right one might come along. You know, everything works out. What's up, Miles? Oh, he's Spider-Man. Why is he Spider-Man? Oh, my nephew Miles is on right now, and he's wearing a Spider-Man mask. Miles looks like he has no fucking clue what's going on because he can't hear me. And he looks adorable as all hell. Why does he look so goofy? Like he's like, I'm here, guys. But yeah, so 2023 was pretty great. Been streaming a lot on TikTok. That's been pretty successful so far. So I can't wait to kind of double down on that in the podcast this year and continue to do what we can to grow. So having said that, I appreciate all of you for listening to the podcast and supporting it, supporting the streams. It's been wonderful. Looking forward to hopefully visiting our good friend Alex this year. For 2024, looking ahead, you know, I plan on doing a road trip, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Well, fuck Alex. Just kidding.
Yeah. Fuck Alex. But yeah, that's something I have in mind that's really cool.
When are you going to go? Or when are you trying to go?
I was thinking about spring would be a good time, maybe.
Like May?
Easter. Yeah, so April, May, because Easter is actually March 30th or 31st, and that's the second busiest time of the year for us. So once that's done, I can take any kind of PTO I want. So
And it's going to be May.
It's going to be May, yeah. But we also have Coachella and all that happening out here, so I don't know when I'm going to be able to actually take time off now that I think about it.
That affects you, right? Pretty much.
Hardcore, yeah. It's pretty bad. Yeah, there's going to be high noon like fucking everywhere in every crevice of every store that we can.
Why is high noon so expensive?
Dude, people don't even care. But honestly, it's been on ad a lot. So like I think...
Well, I went to State of Brazil. I think it was freaking $25.
I know, but I think today... I think we're going to go to Albertsons, to be honest with you. It's on sale at Albertsons.
So you're going to use your Albertsons gift card?
Albertsons gift card on
some Albertsons gift card.
See, man, they don't have the snowbird packs. I want to try those. It's raspberry and plum.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It's only at Ralph's right now. And Albertsons. But yeah, so excited to... try that out. What was I talking about? Going on a road trip? Yeah, so I'll go visit Alex maybe spring. We'll see how that goes depending on how busy work is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me know when you decide. You sure you don't want to fly?
I mean, I really want to take my car. Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't know if you're going to want to go. Like, I want to take the car and just drive. You know. I'm good myself. I can put all the
just
seats down.
Shut up
I can,
and drive.
I can just sleep in the damn car.
Why are you going to sleep in the car?
You put the I'm just saying, back? Like, if I need... Dude,
Are you going to go by yourself?
I was telling Jared he should go with me.
So you're going to just go to Reading, pick him up, and then when you guys have to pull over, you're going to put all the seats down. You're going to sit, or you guys are going to cuddle in the inside, or is he going to sleep on the top?
I mean, we can cuddle.
Okay.
There's 9 feet of length back there. It's more than a bed of a truck.
Okay.
See, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really want to drive back out there. I know I may regret that when I'm actually doing it.
You didn't drive last time, so I guess it's...
I literally drove... We split the drive to Reading, and I literally drove for like 4 hours after Bend, Oregon, you fucking bitch.
Did you?
It's on the way back that I was a little tired, and you guys did most of it. Oh, and then after we dropped off Jarrett, I fucking drove fucking super far as shit from Reading back into SoCal, so you can eat my dick, dude.
Wow, bro. Remember that time when we first visited Alex in Boise, Idaho, and then we decided to leave super late on a Sunday, and then I let you drive, and then I said, don't hit anything. I mean, you know, if anything jumps out, you just go through
it. Keep going.
Yeah. You just go right through it. And a rabbit jumped out. You got scared?
It scared the shit out of me, but... That is actually crazy because I don't know who was talking about that the other day on a podcast. But yeah, you actually get in trouble too for swerving. Like they, no matter what it is, they want you to just hit it.
Yeah, plow through that bitch. Alien, yeah, hit it. Deer, hit it.
Sasquatch, hit it.
Hit it.
Yeah. A moose, maybe not.
Dude, a moose is crazy. Moose. Those motherfuckers are crazy. Of moose and men?
Of moose and men. They're huge, man.
Yeah. They will fuck your shit up.
They sure will. Is there any movie that you're looking forward to this year?
I don't even know. What I honestly have not been paying attention. Actually, you know, no, I know what I'm looking forward to right off the bat is Across the Spider-Verse 2, Part 2, whatever it's called.
Is that this year?
Yeah, it is. Right? It's in April, I think.
Definitely looking forward to that.
I want to see Dune too, but I... Oh, well, is Deadpool 3 coming out this year?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to. It'll be coming out this year.
Yeah, that's one. Hopefully it's good.
God. Oh, Dune 2.
Dune 2. The only thing with that is I just never saw the first one. Dune 2, Electric Boogaloo. I didn't see the first one. So I'm debating on, because I am sure there will be theaters or a theater that will have both of them playing. Was debating on having that and kind of going to both.
Yeah.
Although I know that's like 6 hours, isn't it?
6 or 7.
Yeah. So that's the downside. Yeah. But yeah, probably Godzilla. Those.
Hell yeah, brother.
Godzilla what? The Kong one?
Yeah.
Yay. Looks so stupid. So dumb.
You're dumb. How can you watch Monarch and not want to see the follow-up, which
at least Monarch's okay. It's more story-driven based off the characters, not the stupid Godzilla. And they haven't mentioned King Kong once, thank God.
You don't like King Kong?
Not really. The best one was the Peter Jackson one with Jack Black.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And Adrian Brody.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
That shit's good. That actually is a good movie. And the best Godzilla, of course, is Godzilla 2000.
With Matthew Broderick. It's that one too. Godzilla 2000 is an actual movie called Godzilla 2000.
Well, I meant Matthew Broderick's 1999 Godzilla.
I hate you.
That Anyways, is a good one.
It's that not movie bad. Is good. It just shouldn't be called Godzilla.
They wanted to do a different take. Anyways, I don't want to get into the Godzilla debate with you. Yeah, that's probably... Yeah, those movies are probably... The ones I can't think of anything else. I'm actually more excited for TV, for the Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, Shogun, which comes out next month,
The Boys, Echo comes out this month. Yeah, but they're releasing all the episodes at once, so it might actually make it a good show because you can just watch it and maybe enjoy it more like that.
Dude, I think the what if way that they did it was pretty good. Every day you get a new episode. That's not bad.
And they already announced season 3.
I know. I saw the trailer or whatever.
Yeah.
With
dude, a lot of people are butthurt about the Captain Carter shit. And I don't know why.
It was so good.
I thought it was perfect.
It was so good. Like, she's going to be in the show, in the movies, right?
Probably action? At this point. I think they're definitely going to.
They've just made her like a main point.
But I think it makes sense for her to be a main point. Like, it wasn't bad. No, I don't understand the hate.
You know what? Yeah. I got a question for you. The Happy Hogan thing, what happened to him? Because I got to be honest, I fell asleep on that episode.
Oh, he was trying to get the Hulk's blood out of the serum. Or, I'm sorry, the syringe.
Mm-hmm.
Or the capsule that had his blood and it had a syringe on it. And he fucking injected himself by accident. And so he basically just became a Hulk.
Oh, okay. So he is a Hulk, but he's like mutated weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
It was funny.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it was like really stupid and funny.
Yeah. I mean, the 1602 Avengers, like that one was pretty funny.
I told Jared, I'm like, if there's one episode I think you should watch, it's that one. For sure.
I mean, it was good.
Yeah, I thought the 1602 was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the one with... the Peggy Carter one where she fights the Hulkbuster, whatever, Hydro Stomper. That shit was cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Yeah,
the Hydro Stomper was cool. Kind of crazy because I didn't see it going that route, which is cool to see. Let's see. And they got Halo Season 2. We'll see if they can redeem themselves. Probably not.
When's that one come out?
February comes out very soon.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and that one's
I didn't finish the Fall of Reach.
Should
I finish it or what?
He like kind of dies, sick. Almost. Yeah, so he almost dies. Literally, the last episode is the most Halo type of action that you're gonna want to see. So I thought it was pretty cool.
I think I was on how many episodes? 10 or 9?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it was on like 5.
Yeah, that show was
with the hot blonde girl.
I mean, I think she looks pretty good. Her and Master Cheeks.
She didn't die, did she?
Yeah, but she'll probably come back some fucking way. She does like finally die.
Spoiler alert! Jeez, man.
Oh yeah, spoilers.
No, I guess I don't have to watch it.
Yeah, don't act like you cared.
I didn't, but I might watch it.
Yeah, I recommend it.
What else is coming out? I haven't even looked, but...
I think those are like the biggest things right now, though, that are coming out at the beginning of the year. I'm sure a lot more will come back to us.
Furiosa.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to watch it.
Alex claims that like Fury Road is the shit. So I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out these days.
It was okay.
Oh, you watched it?
Fury Road?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine.
Ooh, I don't know where my gift card is.
Nice.
Damn. I'm like looking for my Albertsons gift card email.
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyways. Well, yeah, dude. 2024.
Yeah, 2024. Pretty great. Awesome to be here. We did it. Did you guys do anything last night before we wrap this up?
We watched the midnight feed or the 9 o'clock feed of the ball drop with the kids, put their ass to bed, and then finished It's a Wonderful Life and went to bed.
So, oh, okay.
Was in bed by 10.
Nice.
And that's it. So, nope, didn't do much. But that's okay. It did feel weird. It always feels weird because it's like, oh, it's New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
And then that's it. It's kind of done. I mean, I don't know what I expect sometimes, but yeah, I don't know, whatever.
I think for me, it's because I think New Year's is always weird to me because, like, you're always supposed to, like, the New Year's Eve kiss at midnight. So like I've always, even when I was younger, you know, because we had New Year's parties with the, you know, the neighborhoods and stuff. You see everyone doing it. I'm like, oh, I guess it's like what New Year's is all about, right? So as an adult, when you're single, I always find it depressing. But last night was pretty cool, man. I had a good time.
It wasn't as depressing.
Nope, not at all.
Like, who'd you kiss? Did you kiss your dog?
Yeah, Luna came up and she's like, "What's up?" And I'm like, "All right, Luna. It's midnight, girl." no, I watched a live Kill Tony, their, you know, New Year's Eve live show, which is crazy.
Who'd they make fun of?
They made fun of a ton of people. And one of the bucket pulls was a guy who like split his dick a week ago. It was crazy.
Split his dick?
Yeah, well, he was having sex because he got such a big dick. He literally bent it and split it, and he had to get it, had surgery on it. And his son got pulled, but since he sucked, and the son was telling about the story of how they got there, you know, Tony was like, "Is your dad here then? Because like, just bring him on stage. You suck." And sure enough, that's what he did. And the dad was like the most like fucking Chad, you know, like NASCAR Dale Earnhardt loving motherfucker. It was kind of funny, but he was funny, and he actually split his dick because I guess he's got such a big one. And it was funny. Mr. Beast, the YouTube guy, super popular, I mean biggest guy on YouTube, I guess he's a fan of Kill Tony because he came out, and so they brought every bucket pull on stage, and he had a suitcase of $10,000 and split dick one based off crowd reaction to being the best bucket pull of the night. So that was kind of cool.
He probably needed it because he split his dick.
Yeah, so $10,000 is probably gonna go a long way for them.
That girl's probably traumatized.
Well, it was a girl. It's the wife. So,
oh god,
of their 7 kids.
Oh god.
Or yeah, I don't know.
And then maybe she's not traumatized. 7 kids with the same dude.
So he was telling his story, and they looked at it, and even though it was like fucked up, they actually finished. Like, he still kept going. So yeah.
I just saw that Madam Web comes out. That should be horrible.
Oh god, Sydney Sweeney though. Ugh. Honestly, that shit does look pretty bad though.
It looks horrible. Like they're not even trying.
Yeah.
And even then, who wanted that? Nobody asked for that. It has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Madam Web's not a big enough character to make a movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough, man.
Yeah. I was just looking at stuff coming up. And
it's all right. I'm sure people don't want to hear about split dick anymore.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like there's much coming up almost at all.
Well, I think we're starting off pretty good. I'm excited to see where it goes. We'll get Invincible the rest of that season. I don't know why the fuck they just couldn't do it. I don't know. It's so irritating. Invincible?
Oh, yeah. Why did they do that?
I don't know. It's fucking stupid as shit to me. But yeah, I'm hoping that comes back this year. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
You know what I was thinking now that I think about it?
What's that?
We're going to have
a lot less stuff this year, I think. This shit got put on the back burner.
Well, definitely the pop the culture strike. World.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
things
yeah.
didn't get finished, things didn't get shot. So I think we're going to have a lull for 6 months or so.
Well, everything.
Although I want to see the Civil
first
War.
Part of the year.
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It's I didn't watch The Way We Leave the World Behind or whatever the fuck it is. They're not the same, are they?
People have theories that it is a sequel.
Really?
I don't know if that's confirmed or not, though.
I was saying none of the same people are in it. I guess it wouldn't matter, but
I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyways, I think we're good here. I think we can wrap this up.
Okay.
But yeah, happy 2024, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Eric, do you have anything else you want to say before we take off?
No, that's it, man. Everybody make it a great year, 2024.
Make it a great year.
Jeff Gordon.
The year of Jeff Gordon, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for checking out the streams. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.